Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Our learning today takes us to the halachas of Borei Pri Ha'etz, Borei Pri Adama, and Shear Kol. This is the first part of Siman Nun Beis, the 52nd chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. Let's look at two basic concepts today, and they are which bracha is for what, and the state of the fruit or the vegetable during its consumption. Let's jump straight in. We know that most foods, besides for grain products, besides for bread and wine, have one of three brachas before consuming them. And those are Borei Pri Ha'etz, that is blessing Hashem for the fruit of the earth, Borei Pri Adama, the fruit of the trees, the fruit of the ground, and Shear Kol, that everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates is from Him. So what distinguishes something that needs a Borei Pri Adama, something which is the fruit of the ground, and something which is Borei Pri Ha'etz, which is the fruit of the tree? Don't all fruit of the tree come from the ground? Why is there a separate bracha? And how do we distinguish this? So obviously Borei Pri Ha'etz, the fruit of the tree, is a subcategory of Borei Pri Adama, so Borei Pri Ha'etz is more specific within the construct of Borei Pri Adama, which is why we say it on those more special things which come out of trees, not out of the ground. What distinguishes them? So the Kisser points out that Ha'etz is set on a product which grows from a tree which does not die every year, which means that from year to year the tree remains, the leaves may fall off, and the fruit may not grow, but the next year does not need to be replanted, and it grows again, the fruit and the leaves grow back again. Whereas Adama is something that grows from the ground, and at the end of its season it's dead, and it needs to be replanted, and will grow again the next year. What's fascinating is what's a fascinating exception to what is common intuition is the banana. The banana is an amazing tree which grows up to the stature of a full tree which you can lean on and climb, but at the end of the season it dies and goes away and then regrows. That is why the banana's bracha is a Borei Pri Ha'adama, because it does not have the status of a tree in this respect. Remembering that halacha is not constructed around scientific taxonomy, it is constructed around what we experience, and that is considered Borei Pri Adama for this in regards to halacha as well. Now, what gets a Shear Kol? So basically anything which doesn't grow from the ground, fish, meat, cheese, basically animal products in general, water, juices we'll see, are going to be a Shear Kol. Where do mushrooms belong in this? So on the one hand, mushrooms seem very much like plants. What is unique about mushrooms is they do not grow from the ground. So mushrooms are often bred in caves and they don't even have any light. They're grown and their sustenance is from the air. And because it's from the air, it's not Borei Pri Ha'adama. It's not the fruit of the ground. That's not where they're getting their nutrition from. They're getting it from the air. So therefore, the bracha on mushrooms and truffles are Shear Kol Niyeh Bidvaro, that everything was at Hashem's request and word. We look at our second concept now, and that is the state of the food during its consumption. So first question, is the bracha the same if I consume something raw or cooked? So the halacha is, usually yes, it's the same bracha. If it is a fruit which is cooked, or a fruit which is eaten raw, it is a vegetable which is eaten raw or cooked, it's the same bracha. However, if the convention in that place, in that locale, is that this particular fruit or this particular vegetable is only eaten cooked, then in such a case, when it is raw, it is considered not worthy of the Borei Pri Ha'adama or Borei Pri Ha'etz, and therefore is only Shear Kol. Can we think of an example of this? The example that the Kitzur gives is sauerkraut, so cabbage, which is always soaked or treated in such a way that it's cooked or it's let to ferment. In such a case, in a raw state, there's no the bracha be Shear Kol. It is important to notice that today, we do eat cabbage raw. We oftentimes have different types of cabbages in our salads, and therefore still would warrant a bracha Borei Pri Adama. Another example would be, let's say, a radish or an onion, which is getting on the older side and becoming quite sharp. In that case, most people would not eat it, but they may cook it. And therefore, if cooked, it would be Borei Pri Adama. But if it is eaten raw, then it would be a Shear Kol. What happens if it is only eaten raw but not cooked? In other words, cooking would diminish the process. So then the Ketzer points out it would be the reverse. You only say borei pri ha'adama ha'aitz when it is raw. But when it is cooked, you would say shehakol, because that would not be the best way to eat it as well. What if they were cooked with meat and the meat makes them taste better? So for instance, let's say it's something which you don't usually eat cooked. But now by cooking it, you're cooking with the meat. The meat's going to give it a good taste. So in this case, it's still shehakol because it is tafel. It is secondary to the meat. What if I have something which is eaten raw, but I cook it, it's not as good cooked, and I cook it with honey or oil or something that makes it taste better and makes this remains the main dish. In that case, then it would actually still remain borei pri adama, not lose its status and go down to a shehakol, because you are now elevating it back to a edible and well edible substance in that state as well. What about generally inedible fruit? So for instance, wild apples, which were just planted, that you found them growing. It wasn't like you had an orchard of them. In that case, they are inedible raw, but they can be cooked and sourced to make them edible. So in that case, it's only considered shehakol. It's not considered that is a viable fruit in that respect. What happens if they were cultivated by man, that you have orchards, you're growing them? In that case, when they're cooked, then it would actually be a borei pri ha'aitz because it was planted as such for that purpose. What about herbage? So if you have herbage which is planted by human beings, it is created for this, then you say borei pri adama. But if you just found growing by itself, then in that case it would be shehakol. And finally, what about lettuce? So lettuce is considered as significant in and of itself and requires borei pri adama, even if just found on the side of the road. This concludes the first section of the interesting halachas of borei pri adama and shehakol. We'll continue the second section tomorrow. Have a wonderful and meaningful